Lawyers for Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are trying to convince the country's Attorney General to soften corruption charges against him as he fights to form a new government. Mr. Netanyahu has been struggling to form a governing coalition at the same time as Israel's Attorney General holds a pre-indictment hearing to consider three separate corruption cases against the PM. It's adding to the already intense pressure on Israel's longest-serving Prime Minister, who is resisting calls to resign so a new government can be formed without him. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
After an unprecedented rerun of national elections, Israel's parliament's reopened with great ceremony but no government. Incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's been tasked with forming one but can't get enough members to support him. Let's act responsibly, he tells lawmakers. Let's form a government quickly that will act for the good of all Israeli citizens, and with God's help, let's do it immediately. While Mr. Netanyahu tries to convince members of parliament to join him, his legal team is trying to convince public prosecutors and Israel's Attorney General not to indict the Prime Minister in three separate corruption cases. His lawyer, Amit Haddad, says charges of fraud, bribery and breach of trust should be dropped. I think our claims were heard. They are true, good and surprising claims, he says. There's new evidence. There's a new explanation to everything that was argued in the indictment draft. We're sure that at the end of the day, when these 4 days are over, these cases must be closed and they will be closed. Protesters outside the court disagree. Sylvia Strumpfman says many Israelis are angry at Benjamin Netanyahu's insistence on remaining prime minister while the corruption cases are dealt with.
We see what's happening to our legal system, to the laws, to the education, and it's all for one goal, for immunity for our prime minister. That's what it's all about, and it's not possible to run a country like that under these pressures.
The Attorney General's been examining allegations Benjamin Netanyahu abused his position as communications minister to pass regulatory changes favourable to a media mogul in exchange for positive news coverage. On Sunday or Monday, the Attorney General will look at allegations Mr. Netanyahu received hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of cigars and champagne from Australian billionaire James Packer and Hollywood film producer Arnon Milchan. There's another case to be considered as well, involving an alleged deal with newspaper publishers. The Attorney General is expected to make a decision about whether to indict Mr. Netanyahu in the coming months. It's unclear whether Israel will have a government by then and whether Benjamin Netanyahu will be leading it. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.